and welcome to the Happy Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Jo Hutton. And in this podcast, we talk about all things yoga and all things to make your mind a happier place to live in. Let's get started. So we're going to be talking about non-stealing, which is the third of the yamas. If you have no idea what I'm talking about when I'm talking about yamas or the Yoga Sutras, you need to go back and listen to the Yoga Sutras episode, which is episode 2, because that's going to explain and bring you up to speed of what I'm talking about when I'm saying that this is the third of the restraints, which are the yamas, which is the first limb of yoga. If that didn't make any sense to you, go back, listen to that episode so you're all up to date and you can jump back in here and you can hear all about non-stealing. This episode, I don't know why, but I have had to delete it 3 times because I just haven't been comfortable with my explanations of non-stealing. So I'm just telling you that because I think this is one of the most complicated of the whole of the 8 limbs of yoga, because it brings in not just ourselves and other people, but also society at large. And it's really difficult because there are some things that we are not able to do ourselves as individuals because it's a systemic thing and a structural thing. Some of these yamas, especially this one, is not just an individual thing, but it's actually something we need to do as a society, which obviously is really difficult because if you're just practicing yoga on your own and you don't have any power to change society, it can be really frustrating when you bump up against structural inequality, or you bump up against where your responsibility ends and society's responsibility kicks in. So there might be parts of this particular one where you're like, well, I can't change that. So it's up to you to know where you're comfortable with. And does that mean that you want to get involved in activism? Does that mean that you're comfortable saying, this is where my responsibility ends, I'm going to be trying to be as good a person as possible, but that's not something I have control over? Are you wanting to say, actually, I'm fine with it? You know, it's up to you to find out where you're comfortable with. And like I always say about the yamas, the niyamas, and yoga in general, it's not here to give you answers. They are questions and a framework for you to find your own way in this difficult and complicated thing called life. So non-stealing, the essence of it is less taking something that is owned by something else and more taking something that you're not entitled to, or taking more than your fair share, or taking something that isn't freely given. We as humans have 2 drives in us. So the way that we've evolved, I'll talk about this in way more detail in another podcast, but let's do it briefly here. The way that we've evolved, there's basically 2 types of danger. So we've got the type of danger where it's like, oh my God, there's somebody chasing us, we need to run away fast. But then we've got this other type of danger, which is we need to organize with each other. We need to be able to build cities. We need to be able to plan for the winter. You've kind of got 2 levels of threats. You've got immediate threat, and then you've got the more like coming down the road threat of things in the future that you probably need to plan for. And so as humans, we have developed 2 parts of our nervous system. We've got the parasympathetic nervous system and we've got the sympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is often referred to as the flight or fight. I'm sure you've heard of that. And it's when you're filled with adrenaline, there's danger right there, you need to get away, fawn, freeze, so many different aspects of it. But there you are in your stress, in your cortisol. And then you have this other part of your nervous system, which is about bonding, which is about being able to communicate. And because we are social animals, we will not survive if we live on our own. We are ludicrous. We are ludicrous creatures. We are bald. We are not that big. We don't have claws. We don't have sharp teeth. We don't run very fast. Like, we are not surviving on our own in the wild. The reason we are top of the food chain is because we are able to communicate with each other, we're able to bond, we're able to live in groups, and we're able to collaborate and work together. And you see this in other animals as well. We're not the only animals that have this. All animals that work in groups have this oxytocin bonding part of their nervous system as well. It's the rest and digest. It's when we do things like make babies and bond the group together. So what am I going on about? Why am I talking about this? What has this got anything to do with stealing? The reason I'm talking about this is because we basically have two drives. We have the drive to get out of danger, and we have the drive to bond and collaborate with each other. Both of them are as important as the other. One is not good, one is not bad. We actually need them both, but we tend to, in our society, be a lot more in the part of the nervous system that is to get out of danger, just because of the high level of stress that we live in. So when we're in this high level of stress, we do not want to collaborate. We become selfish because it's everyone for themselves, because there is immediate danger, and your brain wants you to survive. So we become selfish when we are stressed. And you can test this out with yourself. Like, when you're stressed and your partner comes and hugs you from behind, like, if you're in a ratty mood, you're probably going to be like, ah, get off us. Whereas if you're in a good mood, you're probably much more likely to want to have a hug. So, when we are calm and when we are acting out of love, we are much more generous. And when we are anxious, we're much more likely to take more than we need because it's a natural drive in us to take more than what we need. You might have felt this in your own life where maybe you've had an anxious time and you've suddenly become like insatiable about something. It might be different things. It might be, DIY. It might get money. It might be getting likes on Facebook. It could be, it could be anything. It doesn't have to be like literal. It could be love. It could be like needing something where you have that like need inside yourself and it's completely insatiable because it's not the thing that you need. It's that feeling of security that you need, and your mind's kind of tricked you into thinking that it's the thing that's going to make you secure. But the security doesn't come from the thing, the security comes from balancing your nervous system. So maybe it's happened where you think you're going to be happy when you get a promotion, and then you get the promotion, and you're just looking for the next promotion, and the next promotion, and the next promotion. And you see this all the time in our society with people with like way more than they need, like billionaires that could click their fingers and get rid of world hunger, and they don't because it's all about them accumulating more and more and more stuff, and that stuff's not making them happy. Well, it might, but I'm assuming they're not, because I don't think that a happy person would be okay with there being abject poverty when like they're just getting more stuff. So it's this knowledge of it's not about the stuff, it's about how you're feeling about the stuff and why you're getting the stuff, the intention behind it. It's about examining your feelings of what will be enough, like allowing yourself to have a point where you are happy rather than just always wanting more, always wanting to be at the next thing. Because what we can do then is we can actually steal time from ourselves. If we're always waiting for the next bit to allow ourselves to live. So a common one with this is I'll start living when I'm half a stone lighter. I'll start living when I earn that little bit more money. I'll live at the weekend. I live when I'm on holiday. And it's not about being happy every second of the day, but it's about acknowledging that this is where life is. Life literally can only exist in the present moment. So if you spend the whole of your present moment wishing it away, then you are allowing your life to pass you by. And nobody wants that. You know, everybody wants to live their life. Nobody wants to be at the end of their life and look back and think, God, I just spent my whole time wishing it away. But it's really easy to forget that, and it's really easy to fall into the trap of wishing it away. So a lot of this comes down to intention, and a lot of it comes down to awareness and coming back to yourself and looking at your drive behind things. Another way that people can steal from other people is by not respecting that the other person's time and energy is as important as your own. And I don't think this happens maliciously. I actually think a lot of stealing isn't malicious. I think it comes from a place of fear, it comes from a place of lack, or it just comes from a place of entitlement and unawareness rather than nastiness and maliciousness. So, common thing, I know that I was terrible for this. I try really hard not to be bad about this now, but I do definitely make excuses for myself in this regard, so I am aware of it, is not respecting other people's time. So one way that you can steal from someone else is by stealing their time by being tardy, or maybe cancelling on them, or taking their time for granted. So when they do you a favor, kind of take it for granted, be like, well, yeah, of course they did that because I deserve it. And that's nice, especially among like parents and children. And there is a level of feeling secure if you feel entitled to someone's time and energy, but there is a difference between feeling secure in it and taking it for granted. And a bit of gratitude towards that, I think, can go a really long way. So an example of this might be the child who brings their washing to their mum's at the weekend. And there's probably a level that the mum likes, and on some level likes to be needed, and on some level enjoys the fact that their child can rely on them. But that child also needs to acknowledge the time and energy that the parent has done on the washing. So obviously this is going to be different in different circumstances. I'm not saying that every child and every mother who does the washing is this is going to be the circumstance, but when that child stops being grateful, and I don't mean like groveling and being like, oh my God, thank you, mother, so much. I just mean acknowledging that it takes time and energy, and it's not just something that is entitled. And having that awareness when people are giving you their time, when they're giving you their energy, and receiving it as the gift that it is, and being respectful of that time and energy is how you stop yourself from stealing. Because we've all had it the other way around, and it doesn't feel very nice if we feel like somebody isn't taking our time and energy as thing that we have a finite amount of. So in my opinion, not stealing is less about being aware of ownership and more about cultivating that part of ourselves that feels okay to just have what we need, and look at why are we wanting more? Why is it that we're wanting more, more, more? Where is that drive coming from? And is it coming from a positive? Is it because, well, I think that thing is beautiful and I feel completely content, but that thing is particularly beautiful and I want it because I want to admire it and I want to enjoy it? Or is it a thing of I cannot be happy without it? And obviously there is a base level, like people can't be happy unless their basic needs are met. But once those things are met, what is this drive of wanting more, more, more? Where is this insatiable drive coming from? And examining that so that when we have things, we can enjoy them rather than always looking for the next thing. And also, it means that we aren't taken from other people because there is only so much to go around. And if we hoard things, then it means other people can't have that. So, being aware of the fact that there are other people as well. And I am sure that the majority of people listening to this, you will already know this. I'm sure I'm not saying anything new, but I'm always surprised at when I examine my life, the places where I'm like, oh, yeah, I am taking more than I need in that particular place, or I am taking that person for granted. So, one of the reasons why I have deleted this and done it again and deleted it is because I felt like I just didn't want to lecture people about this. But I think it's such an important part of yoga is taking responsibility and actually not being hard on yourself, but holding yourself to account and looking at those places where you could be like, oh, I could be a little bit more respectful of other people in those places. So I hope that wasn't too rambling for you, and I hope that you enjoyed this. If you did, let me know because I love hearing from you. I really do love hearing from you. Bye, everyone. The Happy Yoga Podcast was brought to you by me, Jo Hutton. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, and you're always welcome to join the community. So follow the link in the show notes if you want to be part of the community. Bye!